wounded before a gunman apparently took his own life at a late-night attack at a FedEx facility near the Indianapolis airport. Police have not identified the shooter or whether he was an employee at that facility. President Biden with his first face-to-face meeting with a foreign leader today. The president will discuss regional security issues with Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, China and North Korea at the top of that discussion list. U.S. housing construction rebounded strongly in March. The Commerce Department reporting that builders began construction on new homes and apartments at a 19.4% increase over February. That's when housing construction had fallen by 11.3%. Stocks moving higher now. The Dow up 89 points and the NASDAQ 3 points higher. This is SRN News.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have another batch of wet weather on the way. Today will be a cool day for April with a high temperature only in the upper 60s. Some widely scattered showers are possible by the afternoon hours, but then showers and thunderstorms will become likely tonight and first half of the day tomorrow, Saturday. Low tonight, 55. Saturday's high up to about 71. Sunday's a better day. A good bit of sunshine and a high temperature in the lower 70s. Monday's looking good, too. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama legislature awarded final approval to Anaya's Law. The constitutional amendment allows prosecutors and judges broader discretion in requesting and denying bail to those accused of committing violent crimes. It will now go on a statewide ballot in a referendum election. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 2.1 million vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. Statewide hospitalizations have dropped below 350. State health officials say more than 5,700 coronavirus cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. And we're less than a month away from the Montgomery Biscuits taking the field once again. The Biscuits have now released their promotion schedule for the 2021 season. Tickets go on sale today. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. And there it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text BELT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BELT to 42424. That's BELT to 42424.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, old glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. one nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Four times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room, and often but as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services. And draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Newstalk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on Friday, GGIF edition. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
61 degrees, overcast outside. Stock market is up 84 points. How are you today, big guy?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm all right. Great.
Yeah, I'm just in a good mood.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Got big plans for the weekend?
Nothing huge. Nothing huge.
Well, the Braves finally won yesterday.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, it's good to get the problems worked out early. If you're going to go on a losing streak, do it early in the season.
That's what the coach said yesterday. Do you two know each other?
No, I haven't watched baseball in a while regularly, but I remember some stuff from my childhood, and it's just, you know, it's a long season, and so many teams are hot before the All-Star game, and then they just go right into the toilet.
They just cool down, don't they?
Yep.
That's true. They got over 100 games to go, so getting 10 and losing 6 isn't that big of a deal, huh? But get to watch them tonight. I have to look that game up to make sure Minji and I will be there in time to do that. Went down and had some Wenzel oysters yesterday with a good friend Ken Reynolds.
Those are great.
Ken's down in Ozark today. He said we're coming loud and clear. I like that.
Down
in Ozark.
Ken.
How did that happen? The squirrels must be working overtime. Or they stopped. Maybe those two squirrels that were together aren't dating anymore. Because that was really causing some problems.
You know, you mentioned squirrels. I'm driving out of my neighborhood, Forest Hills, today, and I'm on my street. And I take one little turn, and there's a squirrel right there in the center of the road, and he's got his back to me, like he's staring up, you know, singing to the, you know, the sun rising somewhere out there. Get out of the road!
Was he singing Climb the Highest Mountain?
Yeah, something like that.
The hills are, the trees are alive with the sounds of acorns.
Yeah. Goodness.
Yeah, where I live is a squirrel that looks you square in the eye, you're driving, cuts right, then says, no, cut left. And you're trying to, you don't want to kill the poor thing.
No.
So you're trying to dodge out of the way, and you go run over like a car and two dogs to try to save a damn squirrel.
Right.
I mean, yeah, the squirrels in McGee Estates have attitude. They got attitude.
Yeah, they're bold.
I mean, they will look at you. They'll kind of stare you down. You got to watch those guys. They're rough. Let's go to Robert real quick. Robert, what's on your mind today? Tell me something new today.
Hey, Big Daddy Dan. Man, you sound good. You sound strong and good, and I'm always thinking about you, buddy. And thanks for taking my call.
Let me hold on one second, Robert. Let me check on something.
Technical
difficulties. My earphone, my headset's going a little crazy here. Okay, Robert, let's try it again. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, hey, man, I just, hey, guys, is all I want to say.
Is all you want to say?
And no. I think it's funny what you just said about the squirrels. You know, they got commercials, you know, where the squirrels look at, you know, crash the car and they slap high five and all that, you know. But anyway.
That's what they do in my neighborhood.
Yeah. And I know Forest Hills. I know Del Rado. I know Eastbrook. Hell, I've lived my whole life in Montgomery. But anyway, what I was calling about was the First Amendment, you know, freedom of speech. And I just, and then when I listen to Reagan and stuff, I just want to, and I'm not trying to name, but anyway, I just want to say, in a theater, it's dark. Can't nobody see nothing. But somebody strikes a match, and then one person says, fire. And then when that person says fire, everybody starts getting up because nobody wants to be in a fire, right? Mm-hmm. And then, but shortly after that, somebody stands up and shouts, no, wait a minute, there is no fire, right?
Okay.
But then, say, Twitter, Facebook, or any of those, they disregard that second one. You see what I mean? The one that said there is no fire. And then everybody runs out of the theater and two kids die. And this is all hypothetical.
I'm no, really? Keep going. Well, get to your point. Get to your point, Robert.
Okay. What are you saying?
So get to your point.
Well, that is my point. And well, okay, now my point is CNN, MSNBC, Twitter, Facebook, Amazon. And I guess it's going to have to come from the Republican Party. In other words, when Twitter shuts down speech before the election, okay, what we have is a media that they will report the first yell of fire, will not report the second yell, hey, wait a minute, there is no fire, and then two people die and blame it on guns or what, you know, when they blame it on something else. So I feel like there ought to be a class action suit against people that abuse. It's not about, you got the freedom to say what you want to say, but you can't just get out there and lie. Now, I don't know if y'all feel the same, but that's my rant. And Big Daddy Dan, you're the only one brave enough to put it on air. And I'm going to let you guys handle it from there. I hope I made some sense. I don't know if I did, but I would say to your other listeners, it helped my feelings if somebody just responded, even if it's negative, you know. But that's what I see going on. I got family members, way more family members on the other side, and they just can't. I don't know if other people feel the Republicans feel the same way as me, is they just can't see what I'm saying, or maybe I'm the one in the dreamland. And Big Daddy Dan, I'll respect what you say. If I'm in dreamland, well, hey, I just want to say it's kind of beautiful out here today, about 72 degrees, cloudy, but grass is growing gray. And I'll talk to you guys later.
See you, man. The grass is growing great.
To Robert's point, actually, you ever watch on YouTube? I know you cast your TV, Dan. There's a guy named Tim. Tim Poole. And he had on his live cast last night a guy named Larry Sanger. He's the ex-founder of Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Philosopher. And he actually came up with not as a legal basis, but a philosophical basis. I think he's got a point. That there could very well, with Wikipedia, which is badly broken, not just like bad info, like anonymous people go on their post, curate stuff, and say, you know, Dan Morris runs over squirrels on purpose.
And they found out, didn't they?
Right, and they take it as fact. And there, I think, is a good case for a class action suit against Wikipedia. And then when you look at, it's not so much when other folks post things on Twitter, but when the Twitter organization itself says James O'Keefe spreads lies, James O'Keefe has a case. I think we're going to see that.
Well, the most current part of that is this Black Lives Matter founder buying $1 million-plus homes. And they were going to run a story on it and share it on Facebook and Twitter, and they shut him down. They wouldn't let him do it because it didn't meet the rules. Now, there are other people that you'll have folks talking about their homes and buying homes that they probably shouldn't be buying, but that's okay. But if it's Black Lives Matter, then you got a problem. And that's the kind of stuff I hate. That's the kind of stuff that is just, it's un-American. It's not that it's illegal, it's un-American. It's their company, but these guys need to be called out because things are really getting bad here. Let me go to a break. Coming back, reset, Dan Moore Show after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes. Better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
Trustworthy. Accurate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Who's 729-228? Before we go to the phones, we have shooting at the FedEx facility in Indianapolis. If you have not been to Indianapolis, it's a great city to go to. It's a really nice, large city. There are very few of those around. But it's interesting the way the media is handling this. Then you have a teenager shot in Chicago, 13 years old, who was running away from the police, police officer thought he had a pistol in his hand. At one point, he looks like he did have a pistol in his hand, but he stops, raises his hands, allegedly, and is shot. So we'll get into the two stories of those, plus the packing of the court and how the media is handling it. Ellis, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on Friday, TGIF edition.
Thank you. Hey, Dan, we have a gun problem, man.
I know.
No, we don't.
You know, one of the things keep going on.
We have a people problem. When you have Maxine Waters telling another congressman to shut his mouth, there's a people problem right there. You know, adults, stop acting like children. Grow up. Put your big boy pants on.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. And as for the little kid, 13, that was back in March. Now, why did Lori Lightfoot hold that back? Oh, I know. Take a guess. She held that police cam. Another idiot. We have a people problem, Dan. And that's it. Plain and simple. 13-year-old kid running around at 2 o'clock in the morning with a 21-year-old felon?
Yeah, really. What's wrong with that picture?
And he had the gun in his hand.
But did you hear the mother? The mother goes, but he was a good little boy. He liked to play with Legos. playing with Legos. And he wanted to be a police officer.
Well, Ted Bundy was a good little boy when he was a good little boy. He was a good little boy. Look where what he turned out to be.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer, well, he was a good little boy. Jack the Ripper, well, he was a good little boy if we know who he is. you know what I'm saying? We have a people problem. We have mental illness. We have a drug problem. We have the unemployment problem. And now we have the biggest problem ever, and it's in Washington. It's that puppet we call our president.
So what do you think? Tell me what your take is of what Joe Biden really wants to do with the Supreme Court.
I'm not going to pick the Supreme Court. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, whatever he says he's not going to do, every time he says he's not going to do it, he actually does it.
The exact opposite. Exactly.
How do you kill 11 million people? You kill a lot to them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to add more states. Want to the filibuster. Do away with it. Come on, Joe. We know you. Look. He's not in control anyway. We know that. We know who's controlling. We know who's running this show.
And who do you think is running?
Well, you got Barack Obama. You got Clinton's. You got a bunch of.
I think Barack Obama's in the background. I really think he's in the background.
I do. Oh, me too. I guarantee it. He's running the show there. Because, see, he never got to finish his third term. He wanted a third term. He never did really fundamentally transform America, into what? Just like you want to fundamentally transform little boys into girls and girls into little boys? Come on, people. Wake up. We're living in revelations. We have been. Get your Bible out. Read it. Pray. Get on your knees and pray, because we need all the prayers we can get.
Amen to that, my friend.
And you were always in my prayers, too. And Joey, it was good to hear Jack.
Yeah.
Same old feisty Jack.
Did Jack call in tonight?
He did right after 11. It was great. It was great having him back on, and a lot of folks have reached out. He's himself still, for sure.
Now, you're talking about a tough old bird, man. And he was sounding good. He's getting there, buddy. He'll be back. Jack will be back.
I like that. You should have put that out on Associated Press or something.
There you go.
That's major breaking news there.
Oh, yeah, but he sounded really good, and God bless him.
I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really good to hear, Jack, you know. Boy, he's tough. I mean, he's tough.
He is indeed.
Like my father went through a bunch of stuff like he did, too. God rest his soul. But, hey, they're tough. You know, they grew up in a time where you had to be tough.
That's us. We're a hardy group.
Yep. Gross, thick skin, my mom used to say.
Or stupid, one of the two. both.
Yeah, either one. Yeah. Well, have a good afternoon, y'all. God bless you. God bless America. You too, Joey. Y'all take it easy. Bye.
You have a great weekend, my friend. Let me go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Demo Show on a Friday TGIF edition.
Thank goodness.
How are you?
Y'all... good, man. Hey, I got so ticked off watching that replay again of Fauci and, going at it over, you know, with Jim Jordan. That guy, we need to start calling Fuhrer Fauci. I mean, he doesn't care. You know, Joey's talking about it on his show about liberty. He doesn't care about that stuff. He's just trying to control this narrative. Of course, he's making some big bucks, too, prolonging this thing. But he can't even answer any questions. I got so ticked off, Dan, that I went down to Walmart in Prattville this morning, walked right in without my mask. I wasn't shocked, though, because half the store didn't have one on either.
Really? They didn't tackle you?
No. I stopped this little old lady in there, and she wasn't wearing one either. I said, Joel, you're going to be in trouble. She said, no, I'm not. I'm in Prattville. she said, I used to be a nurse, and these people are full of crap. I mean, she was feisty. She's probably about 80 years old, man. I thought she was going to whip me there for a minute. But, yeah, I mean, I was surprised how many people did not have a mask on. I just got so ticked off at that. I'm so sick of him. I don't know where he gets his authority from.
We give it to him.
Yep. Well, I'm not taking that crap anymore, so... Anyways, I just had to bent my spleen there on that.
Well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad the 80-year-old nurse didn't whip your butt.
Yeah, she was funny.
She probably put you in a chokehold and catheter you.
Yeah, she called me young man, and I'm 70. You know, I mean, you know.
Age is relative, you know that, right?
Yeah, it's all in your mind. What's left of mine. Y'all have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend. Enjoy your grandchildren. Let me go to a break. Billy, coming back to you.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have another batch of wet weather on the way. Today will be a cool day for April with a high temperature only in the upper 60s. Some widely scattered showers are possible by the afternoon hours, but then showers and thunderstorms will become likely tonight and first half of the day tomorrow, Saturday. Low tonight, 55. Saturday's high up to about 71. Sunday's a better day. A good bit of sunshine and a high temperature in the lower 70s. Monday's looking good, too. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
I'm so lonely without you. I can't sleep at night. 272-9228. Before I go to Billy, I want to remind you guys about Morris Corporation of the South. John Williams and the whole gang up on top of the mountain in Wetumpka, helping people just like you, just like me, just like many people in this audience, do better with their home equity loans, refinance, getting a good interest rate. Good credit, not such good credit. FHA, VA, conventional. Give them a buzz at 567-9000. Our good friends at Mortgage Corporation South, John William, runs a great operation there, and the ladies are magnifico. NMLS number 232-876 and equal housing lender. Billy, how are you today, my friend?
Dan, how you doing, man? You're sounding great.
Well, thank you. What's up with you?
Well, you know, you said something a few minutes ago that really caught my attention. You said, how do you kill 11 million people? You lie to them.
Right.
You know, and you're so right. With this court packing thing, and it goes through, and it passes, and they pack the courts, where do you see this country 3 years from now?
I think it'll be in pretty bad shape. It's you can undo it. I think that where we are right now is we're seeing the sense of desperation on the Democrats' part. They know they're going to get their butts kicked in 2022. They're going to lose the House.
Right.
I believe they'll lose the Senate, and it's all going to be over for them. I think things are going to come out about the 2020 election is going to make them look really, really bad. And then the 2022 election, the vote is going to tell us a bunch about what happened in 2020. And if the media would get off their butts, then this thing would turn around. And the media is, they're just too slow about it. But I think the American public's under these guys. They're full of crap. They believe their own caca. I went back and listened to the press conference that I played for you guys yesterday with Markey and Nadler. And so I went back and listened to it. And when you watch them, when you watch them and their body language and then the words that they're saying,
yeah,
it should scare the crap out of you. Scare the crap out of you. So speaking of which, Billy fell off there. Let me play this story from NBC Nightly News. This is Peter Alexander talking about the court packing. Okay. By the way, this is a little over halfway in the NBC Nightly News. Remember, the opening part is the most viewed. The first story, second story, and it just drops after that. Third, fourth, fifth. We're at the sixth story here. We're behind the Dante Wright, we're behind weather, we're behind Russia, we're behind a whole bunch of things. And this is way down the line. Now, you're talking about reorganizing 1/3 of the government in the United States. 1/3. So how big of a story do you think this is in NBC's mind? 3 minutes? 4 minutes? Almost 5 minutes? What do you hear how long this is?
There's a lot of talk right now in Washington over the idea of court packing. Some progressive Democrats today calling to expand the number of justices on the Supreme Court, and it is sparking a backlash tonight. Peter Alexander tells us more.
It would be a monumental change for an institution that has not added justices in more than 150 years. But tonight, several progressive Democrats say they want to increase the number of seats on the Supreme Court from 9 to 13.
We are here today because the United States Supreme Court is broken.
It is out of balance. And it needs to be fixed.
That Democratic plan would make the court liberal after former President Trump's picks created a 6-3 conservative majority. President Biden, as a senator, criticized court packing as a bonehead idea, but just last week launched a commission to study adding more seats. Speaker Nancy Pelosi won't bring the Democratic proposal to the floor, but did not rule it out in the future.
I think it's an idea that should be considered.
The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg opposed it.
If anything would make the court appear partisan, it would be that.
And Republicans are slamming it as a dangerous liberal power grab.
I can tell you what court packing is, though. It will be the end of the Supreme Court's legitimacy and the end of the rule of law in America.
The pressure on President Biden from progressive Democrats is likely only to grow, with his court commission expected to release its report this fall.
Okay, so NBC Nightly News story on reorganizing one-third of government is a grand total of 1 minute and 25 seconds long. It has the prominent position of being over halfway through the newscast. That just shows you what they think about this whole thing. They don't want you to, the public, to kind of really know how big this is. So they're burying it within the NBC Nightly News. Because the more people that hear about this, the less they like about it. That's a statistical fact. Unbelievable. Okay, so Jackie Heinrich on court packing, she's got the story on Fox. This was late night on Fox last night.
Progressives are certainly undermining President Biden's timeline. That commission is expected to produce answers on court reform proposals within the next 6 months, and that would allow Democrats to stay united while they focus on other priorities like infrastructure. But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki didn't let on to any frustration that the House Judiciary Committee chairman himself sponsored this bill.
The president believes that it's important to take a look at a range of points of view, whether they are progressive or conservative, but he certainly understands that members of Congress have a range of views and they're going to propose legislation. He may or may not support it.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi immediately sucked the air out of that proposal yesterday, announcing she has no plans to bring it to the floor, even before this bill sponsors unveiled it. But the expectation is pressure on Democrats will ramp up as bipartisan talks on other bills stall, and it could whet the appetite for filibuster reform, creating a viable path to expand the court. Progressives also say this isn't court packing because Republicans stole Supreme Court seats, denying Merrick Garland a hearing and rushing the confirmation of Justice Amy Coney Barrett.
We have a stilted, illegitimate 6-3 conservative majority on the court that has caused this crisis of confidence in our country. The Republicans stole two seats on the Supreme Court.
Stole.
And now it is up to us to repair that damage.
Now more progressives, including Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, have jumped on board. Dana?
And one of the bill's sponsors had a very different tune just 5 years ago.
Yeah, check out this picture of Senator Ed Markey. It shows him in 2016 at his presser on the Supreme Court steps calling for Merrick Garland to get a hearing and a vote with the hashtag #WeNeedNine. Now fast forward to yesterday, same senator, same steps with a sign reading expand the court. Now Markey's magic number is 13.
That was Fox. That was Fox last night. During Fox Late Night. So Jonathan Turley is weighing in again. He's the go-to guy for Fox and some others. This is not a conservative. This is a pragmatic, libertarian, liberal kind of guy from Georgetown. Is that right? Georgetown Law School? Listen to Jonathan Turley weigh in on this.
We had a whole day of coverage and outrage from both sides. And then you wake up this morning and you try to sort it all out. How do you see this right now? I feel like the Democrats might have just given the Republicans the opening they needed to find a way to unify.
Well, the politics is baffling. I mean, first of all, the politics directed at the court is baffling. You know, Justice Breyer came out and made a perfectly reasonable statement about the dangers of packing the court. And the left launched a campaign to try to force him to resign, saying that his legacy is in danger, with actual billboards in Washington. How do you think that's going to play with Breyer, who just told you he wants to protect the integrity of the court, is that same guy going to say, oh, okay, I'll just resign because you have billboards telling me to do so? None of this really tracks with reality. The public has been against packing the court in overwhelming numbers. That has never changed. The justices have opposed this. So the thing that's driving this is the most extreme elements in our politics. But the real disturbing aspect of this was not that people were going to try to do this end run on the Supreme Court. It's the absence of leadership from President Biden. This is a test of leadership, and he's failing it. I mean, he has to be able to summon the courage to face the most extreme elements of his party. Yeah, we can talk about reforming the court, even a long-term expansion plan, but this is raw packing. This should not be something that's a difficult call for a president to make. He needs to walk out and say, we will protect this institution. We're not going to dump four justices in an institution to give us a one-vote margin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's all the Republicans packing the court. So when Alito gets, he dies, it's amazing the difference that, you know, that should have been filled by somebody ultra-conservative. I think Gorsuch was a, you know, that would have been a different choice, let's just put it that way. Let's continue on with Jonathan Turley.
You talked about the Justice Breyer, of course, the progressives going after him. The Wall Street Journal writes that this really isn't as much about court packing, and good to see you, by the way, Professor, as it is about intimidation. And they write the following, quoting here, whatever happens, the justices have received their warning. Bend your judgment politically, or we will politicize your court. The damage could be irreparable. The intimidation game is being played once again with profound cost for the Constitution and our freedom. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it's a shame that that sentiment hasn't been voiced by Democrats who often talk about constitutional values. What's odd is, you know, I testified in the Gorsuch confirmation hearing, and one of the things that the senators really hammered away from the Democratic side is it's awful to have these five conservatives always voting together. And one of the things I said at the time was, well, aren't you ignoring those four justices that are also voting together? It's a 5-4 split, but the problem is not the four liberal justices voting together, it's the five conservatives. And the fact is that the new Trump appointees have actually voted with the left of the court. More than the opposite is true. That is, they've shown more flexibility in joining their more liberal colleagues on critical cases. Gorsuch, Kavanaugh were the deciding vote on major cases. And so many of these senators were wrong about people like Justice Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. But that doesn't change the narrative because it's detached from reality.
And that's true when liberals vote together, that is good. Conservatives vote together, bad. And that's really the way they see it because it's about philosophy. They don't like the philosophy of someone. And they will do anything to stop, whether it's Jewish philosophy, Dan's philosophy, your philosophy out in the audience. They want to stop it. They want to tap it down because they don't want your philosophy out there in the public domain. Let me continue on. Final segment of Jonathan Turley on the mob after Breyer.
What about Breyer? Do you think, he's in his 80s. Maybe he wants to retire. But now at this point, do you think that he is more likely or less likely to retire during this president's first 2 years in office?
Well, first of all, Justice Breyer remains really quite sharp. And so did Justice Ginsburg. You know, while they were older and they had physical issues, mentally they were as sharp as they ever have been. They write, you know, really profound opinions. You can disagree with them. I would think that this would, if anything, encourage him to stay on the court. For him to knuckle under to this type of pressure would be viewed as sort of yielding to the mob. And that's what's so baffling about this campaign.
News 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back. Final segment of the first hour right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best. A good speech should be like a woman's skirt. Long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest. So you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you. Or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Yeah! 272-9228. That's where we are on a Friday.
Got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack. I went out for a ride and I never went back. Like a river that don't know where it's flowing.
Couple of reminders here. Once you get your calendar out and mark down April 22nd, 7 to 8 p.m. What's happening at that time? Dinner Wings is doing their live event of their jewelry that's in their store. How do you get to it? Well, you go to Dylan Wings at Facebook Live Event and just log into it, 7 to 8, April the 22nd, and check them out. See what they've got. You get to see Leslie. Hopefully you get to see Josh also. But the great deal is you get to see great pieces of jewelry, which would be great for Mother's Day. Check them out, Dylan Wings, live event, April 22nd, 7 to 8. If you get something, or just you end up talking to them, tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. They always like to hear that. Check them out. Give them a buzz. Go by and see them. 119 Brown Springs Road. Going down Brown Springs on the right-hand side from AUM, right before you get to the Atlanta Highway. Side hustle, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey, how are y'all this afternoon?
We're good, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. I'm going to send you and Joey an email in a few minutes when we get off of a Catholic priest giving a sermon that you might want to take a look at this weekend when you got a few minutes.
Will it make me happy or will it make me sad?
It'll make you happy. He's it's about Joe Biden. I won't ruin it for you, but it's a really good video of him calling out Joe Biden. It's a video of his sermon.
Interesting. What part of the country is his church in?
I believe it's in Arizona. It was sent to me, and I believe it was an Arizona parish. I'm not positive on that.
Okay.
It's about 25, 27 minutes long. It'll take a few minutes, but it's well worth your time.
Would love to see it.
Okay. I was calling. First let me get in on Sweet Creek, if you don't mind, Joey, at 12-1. I always forget to do that. Thank you. Last month, Dan, we heard Trump, I think it was Jason Miller, for speaking on behalf of Trump about him starting his own social media platform.
Yep.
And I haven't heard anything about it since then. I'm sure that type of thing takes a while to do.
It does.
So do you see that? How feasible is that? Is that something that you think might really happen?
I think it's very feasible. I think they're building several little pieces of something. If you go to John Ratcliffe of Wednesday or Tuesday, and his last thing that he did, hold on, you try that. John Ratcliffe, do you have it? No. Must be the other one. Yeah. Okay, yeah, it's the very last piece here. The first policy institute there, there are kind of three things I understand that they're doing. First is the America First Policy Institute that they have raised a bunch of money for. They're going to get people like Rick Grinnell, John Ratcliffe, other folks that are going to be out there who can speak with authority about certain issues. And they're going to be the folks that are going to be out there talking to people in the media, but they're also going to be writing pieces for this new platform that's out there, which is, in the way to think of it, is like a social media page with a little bit of Fox News with it. It's kind of, that's the blend, I understand, it's going to have with it. So you have the Policy Institute, you have this blend, which is Facebook, Twitter, and a news page all wrapped into one piece. And then the third part is you're helping candidates around the country that to win back Congress, but also to win back the Senate. And they are being extremely, I use that word intentionally, extremely aggressive in that.
Okay, you kind of answered my question then, because I was a little confused on if it was going to be a news outlet or just a social media platform similar to Facebook or Parler, where Trump could get his voice out again, because they've crippled him or tried to with, you know, kicking him off of YouTube and Twitter and Facebook. So I didn't know if that was his.
Yeah, well, this is what I understand, is they're starting out with a website, and they're going to be doing media interviews and media stories on the website, plus printed material, plus surrogates, which will be part of the Policy Institute. So the Policy Institute will have the brain trust that will feed this platform. If it really takes off, then they'll take the next step, and that is actually do a media outlet, which will be broadcast.
Okay.
But that's a big step. So, that's years from now.
Right, yeah, I'm thinking that this is probably going to take quite a while, and the reason why I'm asking this is...
It will be, let me tell you this, it'll be ready, up and running, operational completely by 2022.
Okay, that was where I was going with this. Are we going to be hearing from him before 2022? And then hopefully he's running again in 2024 and able to use that, but...
Let me answer that question, because it's maybe a little different than what you want. It's something that I think is smart if they're going to do it. And that is, they're going to use, and I'm going to use the word that I was told, they're going to use Trump sparingly on this outlet. He's going to be on it, but he's going to be used sparingly. I think Joey would agree with me. That would be a smart move.
Yeah, initially here.
So they were using sparingly, but they're going to use all these other folks that are out there, not the Gomerts of the life, but John Ratcliffe, Rick Grinnell, people like that.
Navarro, maybe?
Peter Navarro. Yeah. They're going to use... real folks that know what they're talking about.
Well, that sounds...
Mike Pompeo.
The one thing that I love about Trump is what you don't want to hear probably for the next 4 years, because I would think he would probably saturate the market with his name, and it would just get old, and I don't want people to get tired of hearing it. That might have been... I guess a little bit goes a long ways with Trump. And so I think if they did kind of limit maybe how many times he speaks and that type of thing, it would probably be better for him in the long run if he's going to run in 2024.
Right.
But so if it's a media outlet like that, I'm sure it's going to be scrutinized by NBC, CNN, TBS, ABC, that group.
Who cares?
Yeah, right. I agree with you.
I've got side hustle. You're more than welcome to hang on to the top of the hour break. John Williams will not be calling in today. I do need to go to my break here. Going to be back, hopefully with side hustle, right after this.